we got on the agenda today, but
we're on the team, but we're not in the game.
I'm overseas. You gonna just take them overseas? Yo.
Welcome into episode 6 of the Walk-Ons podcast. We have a special guest today.
Can we clap it up? That's always
needed.
It's always needed, you know.
So
episode six,
man, you guys have done a really good job of continuing the engagement. We couldn't be more appreciative. We're going to start off the podcast. Actually, I told Jeremy pre-show that we would start it off with something else, but I totally forgot. If you're seeing this, you're coming back from this clip right here. Stay tuned, because I'm going to talk about how I got kicked out of an intramural game.
Oh, yeah.
Where I talked about how I got kicked out of an intramural game.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So
yeah.
Lainey is here to give what she deems is the accurate representation of the story.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and set the scene though. So it's a co-ed, obviously, because Lainey was playing.
Yeah.
She assembled like the super team.
Like the Monstars team of all intramural basketball teams.
Okay.
Like, so, would kill and destroy any single team we played.
Okay. So it was me, her, Trey Thompson, big 6'9 dude, played Arkansas.
Yeah.
V, girl named Heather. She played at Washington with Kelsey Plum.
Okay.
So
good company.
Yeah. Very, very good company. Yeah. JP, you from New York?
She was our GA. Solid.
I don't really remember her.
She was
our graduate
really
assistant.
Mm-mm.
Y'all remember? We play pickup all the time.
Swear. Nah.
Anyway, so it was them.
Yeah.
And then Devin Cosper, who played, she was could have been all SEC.
On the girls' team.
For the girls. And anyway, so that's the scene. But we get into the play our first game.
Yeah, keep in mind, first game. This is not like third, fourth, fifth game. This is our first game of this intramural league ever.
Yeah,
so anyway, we're getting ready to take on one of the guys I worked with. His name is Jacob. Anyway, he was a manager with me at the time. So we're getting ready to start the game. We're warming up. Rookie mistake, we forget to bring basketballs to warm up with, you know?
Well, and being completely honest with you, we weren't thinking about warming up because we're all previous players. Like, we didn't really care. We weren't going to take it that serious because we knew, like, if we played, we'd be fine. Like, we weren't going to, like, go in there and, like, freaking lay up lines, warm up.
We were
just going to go in there and hoop. Like, that's just what we had planned to do.
So, anyway, we didn't have a men's ball. Or, I'm sorry, we had a men's ball to warm up with because that's what we figured, because it was always three guys, two girls on the court. Two girls on the court at all times.
Yeah.
So, we figured majority rules, we're going to play with a guy's ball, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, his team is warming up with a girl's ball. We come tip-off time, he goes, hey, I got game ball right here. Gives the refs a girl's ball.
Oh.
And so we're like, bro, we've been shooting with a men's ball for like 10 minutes. What's going on?
Because always with co-ed at the University of Arkansas, you play with a men's ball.
Yeah.
So that's why we were warming up with a men's ball. Continue. Right.
So anyway, so I'm kind of like, all right, whatever, cool. So first tip, I hit a three. He comes down, and he used to play in the Hyper all the time, and I hate the Hyper. I can't shoot in that gym. But anyway, he comes down. He's shooting. We're kind of going at each other. Anyway, they call some stupid fouls, some stuff that, you know, is kind of bush league.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I was upset just because we were playing with a girls' ball.
Yeah,
you know,
number one.
So anyway, but I get a couple of foul calls on me. They're hacking Trey, 6'9", like 320 at the time. Like, you're not going to be able to guard this guy.
Yeah, not at all.
So they're going to foul, but they're not calling the foul. Like, they're wrapping him up, and he's going to shoot a layup, but they're not calling a foul.
Oh,
and not
why.
Just, like, wrapping his body up, but, like, holding his arms down. So, like, when Trey catches the ball, he's, like, flicking it up, trying to get them to call a foul, and they're not calling a foul.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
So, anyway, as the game progresses.
That's crazy.
Trey looks over in the first half to the ref and is like, you know, like, I understand, like, I'm big, but, like, I got to get something. I got to get some sort of call. And the ref looks at him and goes, don't get mad at me for missing the call when you're missing all the shots. And I was on the sideline. And so I looked at the ref, and I was like, okay, that's it. It's over with.
That is when it went downhill.
Yeah.
That's when my attitude went from kind of like, whatever, to just I'm mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I picked up some cheap fouls, some, you know, some stupid stuff. Anyway, basically get another foul called on me. I get like three in the first half. So I look at the ref and I'm like, bro, you need freaking glasses. Like, and I told him that straight up. Like, yeah, I walk over and I'm like, hey, bro, you need freaking glasses. I didn't say it that nicely.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he gives me a tech.
No, you didn't say it that nicely at all. Let's clarify. Yeah,
so he gives me a tech.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm mad. I'm heated. I'm competitive. Whatever. Pick up a tech. That's my fourth foul. So I come out of the game. They take me out of the game, whatever. And they're trying to calm me down, essentially. And so fast forward a couple of possessions later, and Jacoby was on the team. God, my guy Jacoby. Anyway, so he comes down, takes a charge, right?
Yeah.
So in a charge, in offense, explain to, if you're not officially a walk-on yet, explain to our walk-ons what a charge is in basketball.
When you run a person over, right?
It's an offensive foul, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So tell me this. They called a charge.
Yeah.
Charge, right?
Yeah.
Count the bucket and one.
For a charge.
But they still gave the offensive player, the girl or whoever that ran him over.
Yes.
They gave her the foul, but she got to shoot the extra free throw.
Where'd they do that at?
Wait, I'm confused.
I was very angrily so confused.
They called a charge. But she still went to the line.
Yes.
He had a crush on her. Simple. That's all it is. Hey, I'm going to be honest. You know I got to keep it a buck. If my girl's out there and she runs somebody over to avoid the argument later, she gets free throws. You got to think about it.
So she gets one. So I, at this point, I'm beyond. There's no return. So I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, you went crazy.
Oh, like, belligerently mad.
Yeah. Like, I'm mad at him and they're not making eye contact with me, not because they're intimidated, but because they just, like, they're not trying to get involved.
Well, and they realized you were mad, and they realized that they were wrong. And so they didn't want to have to be like, hey, you're right, overturn the call, because then it all hell would have broke loose. Mm. I mean, it was intense. It was competitive. We knew the people. It was a different type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, tempers flared, whatever. So pick up my fifth foul. My fifth foul was we were down like six.
No. We were down two. See, this is where the story always gets choppy because I think you blacked out. You were so mad.
Yeah.
But we were only down two, and we were pressing. There was like a minute and 37 seconds left, something like that, like really late in the game.
Yeah.
We were pressing. We were down two. So Clay was pressing.
I'm at the point in my career where I can still slide him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, you might get me, but I'm going to try at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, so the guy that's bringing the ball up can't really handle the ball under pressure very well. So I'm just like, I'm counting my head like, all right, three, four, five. Like, I'm going. So he takes off running. And so, okay, I turn my hips. I start running with him. And the girl that got the charge call.
His girlfriend.
Sets a screen. And I just, like, I ran her. I didn't see her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything like, okay, there she is. Let me just go ahead and put this shoulder to her chin.
There was no extending. There was nothing. No. You literally didn't see her because she was on your back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So she sets kind of a crack screen. And she cracked me. Obviously, didn't hurt me. But she's down like.
Oh, she real dramatic.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And so, yes. And so at that point, I'm
she
like.
She knew what she was doing.
At that point, I'm like. Ref, she set the screen. She set herself up for that. They called me an intentional, gave me a second check, threw me out the game.
Yeah.
And so at that point.
So Clay had five fouls, an intentional foul, and two technicals. Y'all, that entire game.
You mad at the wrong person. I would have been mad at the girl. I don't know what you and the ref got going, but y'all got to figure that out.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad.
So you ran over. You got ejected slightly after that, shortly after that.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I hit her.
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, I hit her, and they huddled together like they got a review booth to look at, and they didn't, obviously. It was at the Hyper. So, yeah, they called an intentional, gave me a tech, and I finished with, like, in total foul, like, count, I probably finished with, like, seven fouls.
Yeah, no,
seven,
yeah. You had five fouls, an intentional foul, and two technicals.
Yeah, so eight.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would never guess.
Yeah.
So I finished with eight fouls. Come to find out, I get kicked out. I go back to the practice facility and shoot whatever, waiting on them to get done. We only lost by like four.
Yeah.
But that's my story of how I got kicked out of an intramural game, nonetheless. I didn't get kicked out. I never got kicked out of a
real game.
Regulation game.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I've ever gotten a tech.
That's not bad, though. It was really just the girl's fault.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was bad, though.
I was heated. Boy. Ooh, yeah. I was heated.
I know
So anyway,
I could imagine, bro.
Yeah, now that we've fulfilled that story.
That's funny.
Yeah, I hope hopefully it was.
GG's, bro. That's straight. GG's. It's all good, you know?
It wasn't that funny at the time.
Oh, no.
But, I was
Well, and
was
then he neglected to mention that I basically had to fight for us to still stay in the league to be able to play games because our game was so bad. That,
oh, they wanted to kick out.
Oh, yeah, they
the
wanted to kick
off?
Us out of the whole freaking co-ed basketball league.
That's what's up, though.
I got news for y'all. I wasn't playing anyway.
Yeah,
even
oh no,
if they
he
let
didn't.
Us in,
yeah.
I was not gonna play.
He didn't play. You didn't play any more games.
No,
yeah,
no, I'm done. No. Anyway, so transitioning from intramural games to regulation games,
The real stuff.
The real stuff. What have you been talking to Paul George lately? What's going on?
Nah, man, I haven't. I need to be honest, just because you know. I mean, we had a talk early in the season, but I asked him what the deal was with the braids, and he didn't respond. So, I just been kind of watching from a distance, bro. And he's been going crazy, though. Super, super elite play right now.
I got visions of his dunk last night at the time of this recording of when he dunked on Birdman.
Oh, yeah, I know. It kind of had
split,
that same kinda type
pinned
of...
it on his hip and just 1-2.
Yeah.
And he rose up.
Had that same type of feel to it for sure, man.
It was... There's something... There was a stat, I think I sent it to you earlier. He's averaging 25-5 on 50% field goal shooting, 50% from three, and 90% shooting from the free throw line.
Yep.
And there's a list in the NBA of players that are doing that, and it's Paul George.
He's the only one on there, huh?
That's it. Huh.
Well, you know, what can I say? I don't want to say too much because I know they're going to be like, well, it's not the playoffs yet, Jay. This is not what we're concerned about. And you know how it goes. But you can't neglect the numbers right now. That's big time.
Yeah. It is big time.
That's big time.
He kind of looks like he's getting back to his kind of all-star self.
Yeah, that's
what
I was thinking. So, is he looks more like who we knew.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's kind of nice to see. But
There's
going to be, everybody can say, you know, well, he had one good game, and obviously it's not the playoffs. The playoffs are going to be totally different. I think the Clippers kind of look different this year. I don't know what it is about them.
Luke Kennard?
You think so?
Luke Kennard, Ibaka. Yeah, just a lot of slept on pieces that makes the rhythm a lot better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the best way to explain it. I feel like they had a good team last year, too, but it was just kind of – there was a lot still dependent on the main two. And it still is, but when you got somebody like Nicholas Batum who can come up and draw a charge like we just talked about real easily, like that can just change the dynamic of the game. Might not be the most dominant stat, but something that, you know, that we all like to look for in a teammate. Somebody on my team, bro, I want him to take those charges. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I honestly didn't know he was still in the league.
Yeah, unless I'm tripping.
No, he is. Yeah. No. You're not tripping at all. But that was my point. Is like I saw Batum on the back of his jersey, and I was like, dude, what?
Yeah.
He's still there. He's in the league. He's still employed. That makes no sense.
Man, he does a lot though. He does a lot for. Like he does a lot of things people don't want to do. Kind of like Shane Battier, bro. He got that same type of vibe to him. You know what I'm saying?
Just really knows his role.
Which can
be a difference in a team to have player like that.
For sure. Yeah. Can hit the corner three. Mm-hmm. Can guard multiple players.
And like, I feel like that's something we didn't really talk a lot about in the NBA. If you can shoot that corner three.
Yeah,
I don't
bro.
Know what it is. I love the corner. Everybody else hates it.
I don't really like it. I used to as a kid.
I don't know what it is about it. I love the corner. If you can shoot the corner three, I think that's kind of what we're seeing. Offenses kind of, especially the Mavs.
Yeah,
like we talked about, you know, wing side pick and roll, let Luka get to the teeth, and let's, you know, the roller occupied defense, and we've got two shooters out here.
Each corner. Yeah.
Pick which one you want. Yep. And I think that's what's kind of helping him contribute to his MVP numbers that he's putting up as well.
Yeah.
But, so, I don't know. I'm very excited, though, for PG and the Clippers. Do you think they'll contest the other team in L.A. for the conference championship? You think it'll be the two L.A.s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think it's just a better fit this year with this team. That's the best way I can explain it, really. They seem to be clicking right now. Of course, you know, they have their drought as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got blew out by 50 earlier in the season or something like that. Everybody was talking about it.
To my Mavs.
You know, so, yeah, I think they would be okay, though. I really, really do.
And I wonder what that dynamic is like. Go ahead.
You good. What dynamic, though?
Like, you got a playoff game in the conference finals, but you don't have to travel at all.
That's true.
You play in the same arena. They just flip the floor.
Yep. Nah, that's different.
But, so...
helps a lot.
If you guys know,
yeah,
if you're the Lakers organization, do the Lakers give out more Lakers tickets on game one and two if they're the one seed? And then the Clippers get 3, 4, and 5? Or they don't do it like that anymore. They do 3 and 4 and then 5, 6, 7. They alternate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like if I...
Yeah, because there would be no home court. Like right, no exactly. home court advantage.
Exactly.
The only home court advantage would be with fans or tickets that right. you could hand out, basically.
So, it'd be interesting to see. But yeah. Who are you taking, Lakers or Clippers, if it gets to that point?
Man, I still feel like the Lakers might get them in 7. And that's tough for me to say. But I do feel that way. But I do think it'll go 7 games, really.
Really?
I think it'll go 7, yep. And that's just me too. Saying that right now, you know. Again, I think the potential that the Clippers have, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it could be far better than the Lakers. But I have to go with the facts. Like, the Lakers, you know, they've proven that they can get busy whenever they're ready to.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, let's go ahead and tighten up real quick.
You know what
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying? So that's a different type of team when you can do that, just turn it off and on like that. So
yeah.
Just by default, if it's 7 games, I'll take the Lakers. I'll put my money on the Lakers. Who would I prefer to win? Who would I like to see? Clippers, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
For sure.
So unfortunately, guys, we're going to be running short on time. We have some other time constraints here, but we're going to answer some of your questions. Lainey has been so kind to moderate some of them and select
so kind.
Some. And we'll put them up on the screen as usual and go from there.
Okay.
Are we just answering
questions this part? Do we have anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think we have anything we need to discuss. You know, we already talked about the Harden move. And so if you guys haven't seen that, go back and watch that video. We already talked about that, kind of gave our thoughts. So if you guys were looking for that in this episode will have already been out after that one comes out. So go back and check that one out if you want. But so we're just going to kind of answer questions, league-related or what if, start
gotcha.
Bench cut, whatever. So what are some questions you think?
Okay, so this is from Micah Reed.
Okay.
Here's something I've been wondering about since the Nets trade. Which would be a more exciting finals matchup? Steph, Clay, KD... versus LeBron and AD, or Kyrie, KD, and Harden versus LeBron and AD?
I think Kyrie, Harden, and KD would be more exciting.
Yeah, than Steph.
Than Steph,
huh?
Clay.
I agree.
Ultimately, and we said it kind of in the last one, it's ultimately KD's team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of what's going to happen with the other two.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Well, I don't know how much we can talk about. Yeah, I'll save it. But yeah, I agree with you. I would like to see Harden, Kyrie, and KD versus
LeBron and AD.
Yeah,
I think the matchups there, that team. I think the team just got a little bit more even.
Yeah,
with Harden, obviously. Now they lost a lot
for sure.
of debt.
Sure.
Of debt.
But, yeah, a lot of debt too.
Yeah, both.
But yeah, they lost a lot of money, but. I don't know. I think that one's going to be – because we've already seen LeBron go against Steph, Clay, and KD.
Yeah.
Obviously, he couldn't do it by himself in Cleveland, but, you know, it is what it is. Or was – yeah, it was Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because KD hit that left wing three, and that was kind of like
– daggers.
I mean, as much as you don't or as much as I don't, like Harden, I mean, he is fun to watch. He can be fun to watch. And
man,
especially –
I didn't know you didn't like Harden.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That's why.
That's why I wasn't on the Harden episode, because all I would have said was I don't like him.
I don't really care for him much either. But
yeah. What? What's wrong with y'all? Everything all right? Am I missing something? What's wrong with Harden?
I mean, nothing's really wrong with him, but he just – I don't know. We can discuss that at a later date.
Okay.
I have to save the hate for right now, because they're doing good. We don't want to bring anything down. So we got time for a couple more here.
Okay.
About 5 or 6 minutes or so.
Okay, this is a fun one. Here's a fun question. This is Navo Jack, I believe is how you would say it. Clay, if you had to compare Jeremy to an NBA player, who would it be?
Okay.
And Jeremy, if you had to compare Clay to an NBA player, who would it be?
Okay.
I can go first. I think somebody that's super slept on that doesn't get a lot of publicity is Tremont Waters.
I for sure don't move like him, though.
You don't think so?
Man,
you could.
That's what's up that you said that, though?
You could.
I know you a real friend for saying that, though.
No, you could, though. Like, we could get in the gym every day for an hour a day, and you could look like that in a year.
I agree. I agree.
He is tough, though. Ooh, he be slicing and dicing. I don't know.
Yeah, his vision is crazy.
Nah, he's crazy to me. When I watched him cook y'all, or not y'all, because I'm part of the Razorback family as well. When I watched him cook us, man, I was like, why is he here, really?
Yeah.
He need to go now.
Yeah.
Him out.
Man, it was so crazy.
Well, I mean, and watching him on TV is different than watching him in person, too. Like, when you see him in person, you're like, okay, this kid is good.
Yeah.
This kid is good.
Nah, he can hoop for real. He could go. But, I think you can move like him. I don't.
Man, I thought you was going to say somebody else, man. But,
who'd you think I was going to say?
Like Eric Bledsoe or something?
I mean, Baby LeBron, isn't that what they called him at one point?
I don't want to move like Eric Bledsoe, though. So I'm
that's true.
So glad you said Tremont Waters, though, because he's tough.
He's real tough.
He's super tough. Man, I hate to be that guy, but you know who I'm going to say.
I don't.
Bro, Lakers, bro.
Oh, Caruso?
What you do? I mean, not because you look like him, but because you kind of ball like him, too, kind of.
Yeah.
Screen work, he'd come off the screen, shoot a shot. You know what I'm saying? He'll spot up, shoot it.
Yeah.
He gave a couple boards.
He gave us work in college, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went to A&M.
He did. I didn't know he gave us work, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd he give us, like 25?
I think it was like 20 and 7.
That is
27
work,
and 6 or something. I don't know. We'd have to look up the stat for him. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
At the college level, too. I mean, A&M wasn't really like that. I mean, they had Robert Williams. I think they had Robert Williams. And there was one other kid on that team that they were really good.
Uh-huh.
I think the year before that they were actually ranked, but I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was. But so I'll take that. Alex Caruso, that's not bad. It's not a bad thing. Not a knock either, you know. No, I really should get a headband too. I don't know.
Alex Caruso is real nice.
He's got bounce. I need to get my bounce back.
Yeah. See, they don't know that. They don't know that you have bounce.
Should I put a clip of me dunking?
Why not? Boost.
Why not?
Why do you hate
Boost?
Why not?
You're the most hateful. Like,
am I
encouraging
supportive
friend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hateful, supportive friend.
I'm sure
that I got. I think, but yeah, I'll put a quick clip up, editing Clay,
click up.
future Clay.
What's man? What
we got
that back?
I need to. I got a challenge with the Dub Peak.
Oh yeah,
he posted on Instagram a video of him dunking. I was like, I need to go ahead and get mine back then. So
dang word,
yeah. So whenever we get in the gym or whenever I get a gym membership again.
No, that'd be cool. I think I got somewhere we could hit Vertimax, too, if you really wanted to. Swear.
Well, the option's there. There it is. Okay. Yep. So we'll get back on there. I don't know how long it'll take. It'll take a while, though. We'll see. We got time for one more, looks like.
Okay. This one's a good one. Who wins 2013 Miami Heat with Ray Allen versus Golden State with Durant in 7-game series?
Dang, that's a good question. That's really good.
Okay, so they're talking about 2013. Golly, this is kind of why.
Miami with Ray versus Golden State with Durant.
But are we talking about today's Durant? Because in 2013, he wasn't really – he was moving, but he wasn't like Brooklyn Nets.
Well, they talking about the KD they played with the Warriors, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Golden State with Durant. So I would say who he played like when he was –
I would say Golden State.
Absolutely.
I'll take Golden State.
I don't.
I do like that matchup, though.
Yeah.
I do. That would be a great one if we could go back in time and watch. That would
dang,
be great.
That's crazy. Yeah. I would take the Warriors.
I think it'd be back and forth the whole time. I mean, 7-game series, that's 7 games.
LeBron was moving different then, too.
He was like 270, like 6'8", 270, just like.
But moving, like, real quick still.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hella blocks then.
Yep, Chase Down was on 11.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, yeah, I would still take the Warriors, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying all that, but I'm like, yeah, that Warriors team, I think, pretty valid, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of, that's a great way to end. I'm glad you said that.
What?
Guess who's been saying valid now?
Who?
You've put my mom on.
Really?
Yes.
That's what's up.
Hey. I screen recorded something, but she told me that she was going to come up here and take my hard drive if I posted it on the video. So
okay, yeah.
I'm gonna
spare
her
for a little bit. I don't think she said that. I think she said she would do something. She'd probably beat you up or something like that.
Something
I think
like
that's
that.
More accurate, but.
But yeah, so she said yeah.
That's what's up, moms?
She said something the other day and was like, yeah, it's valid.
And me and Clay were both like, Wait.
It's like, what did you say?
Yo, that's so dope, though.
It's valid.
That is. That's super valid. That's what's up.
It's funny. Trendsetter.
Appreciate the love, Mom. Yeah. Hey, I know you locked in with us then. That's what's
she's
up.
A, she's a walk-on. Yeah, she's the associate head coach, I guess you could say. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
Did she have anything to say about you saying that she wanted your game to be like Steve Nash's?
Yeah, she appreciated the shout-out.
That's what's up.
Yeah. She appreciated the shout-out. So, but, yeah, so, again, we're gonna wrap it up here. Sorry, guys. We had to accommodate for some other things today during just the recording. If you haven't watched our breaking news episode with the James Harden trade, go back and please watch that as well.
Check it out.
As always, you have any? I need to ask you. Do you have anything you'd like to tell the people?
No,
you're good.
This isn't my podcast, but if you want to go check out my podcast,
Shameless plug.
Yeah, we're also us three. I don't know when this is going out.
Probably next couple of days.
Okay. So after you watch this video, head over to my YouTube page. There's going to be a podcast with us three talking about how important it is to have a good team around you and a supporting cast around you for each of the things you want to do and work on in your life.
Yeah.
So with that being said, guys.
That's valid. GG's.
GG's. That's valid. We'll see y'all in the next one.
We out.
We out.